Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to give you glory this morning because you have been so good to us. We thank you, God, for your protecting power. We thank you for the grace you have bestowed upon us. Father, we are grateful, God, because, Lord, you have given us grace to march forward despite every opposition, despite every obstruction. Lord, we thank you because you are always dear for us. Lord, we say, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Your word is coming forth this morning. I pray that, Father, it will be a blessing unto your children. Lord, it will touch their hearts. And, Lord, it will produce godliness in the name of Jesus Christ. And, Lord, I pray as I minister your word this morning that all those who are there hearing this word, that, Father, Lord, they shall be blessed in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory. Thank you, Jehovah, Lord, in Jesus' wonderful name. We pray. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus this morning. I want to thank God for giving us this grace and this time to share the word of life, the undiluted word of God with you there this morning. And I want to thank God for every testimony that we are receiving every time concerning this sharing. I also want to thank God for all our people who have been blessed there. Thank God for your encouragement. Thank God for all those coming to ministry, especially on Friday, you know, by 10 o'clock, coming for deliverance and healing service. Thank God for what God is doing in our time. Thank God for the grace of Jesus Christ over our life. We bless the name of the Lord, and we know that surely God will see us through in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to help me to invite somebody. You know, tell them that Church on Air is now on this channel, and it is time for God to bless us all together. You shall be blessed this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This morning, by the grace of God, we'll be talking on walking in love. Walking in love. It's a new topic, and I'm sure that it's going to bless you this morning. If you have your paper there or your pen, please let's write this together and let us share all together. Hallelujah. Now, Ephesians chapter 5, can we start to read from verses 1 and 2? Ephesians chapter 5, 1 and 2.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for us an offering, and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour.
Wow. So, number one thing I want us to do this morning is that when we walk in love, we show the world that we are true followers of Jesus Christ. You know? Why? Because to every child of God who is born by God, love is in you. Because God himself is love. And truly, if you are born of God, you know, the true love is in you. One of the DNA in God is love. So if truly you are born again, you are born by God, you are a born again Christian, then love is in you. You know, so it shows that we need to show the world that we are true followers of Jesus Christ by what? By love. Look at John 13:35. You know, because, you know, we need to know that we Christians, we are people of love. You know, we are people that shows love. We are people that demonstrate love. When you put love out of Christianity, nothing remains. Yes, John 13:35.
By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another.
Now, he said, by this shall your neighbor knows that you are a Christian when you have love. So, love is a major sign to show that truly you are a child of God. Even in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. 1 John 3:14.
We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death.
He that loveth not. Can you see now? If you are a Christian, you don't love. You know, it means you are in darkness. It means you have not known God. It means you are far, you know, from the word of God. Now, this issue of love is so important this morning. And I want you to start understanding because, you know, you need to deny every selfish desire, you know, and have interest in God and others. That is how you can promulgate love in your life. Now, what does it mean to walk in love? Number one thing, as we have read in that place, says, walk in love as Christ has loved us. So, he's telling us that we imitate God. Can you see now? Imitate God as Christ did. Christ imitated God. So he's telling us that you too, you know, because Jesus, he walked in love when he was here in this world. So we are to imitate God. Can you say that? So it means that to walk in love is to walk as Christ walked. When you are walking in love, you are walking the same way Christ walked when he was here in this world. Don't forget that the Greek word for love is called agape. And agape is sacrificial, unselfish, unconditional love. It describes God's love for us. You know, like in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, you know, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." So, you know, this love is a sacrificial one. This love is an unselfish one. This love is unconditional. That is the type of love, how God loves us. And God wants us to love other people like that. Hallelujah. Look at 1 John 3:16 also. 1 John 3:16.
"Hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren."
That is why the sacrificial. He laid down. Jesus Christ, because he loved us, he laid down his life. You know, are you ready to lay down your life for people? You know, are you ready to be a burden bearer for people? He laid down. Now, are you ready to lay down yourself, you know, for other people to see Christ through you? Now, also, let's read First John 4:9. Don't forget that Apostle John was an apostle of love. So he did a lot of work on love. Yes, 1 John 4:9.
"In this was manifested the love of God towards us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him."
For you to live, it has to be true love. God sent his only, the only thing that God had that is so vital in heaven, you know, is Jesus. God has to release him because of you, you know. So this Jesus, you know, he came, you know, to set too many things in our life. Can you see that now? So the love of God is sacrificial, is unselfish, and unconditional. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, let us continue to walk in love. You know, number one thing that must come to your heart is that you must decide to forgive. Anyone that is not ready to forgive, you know, cannot love. Because, you know, the amount of love in you shows how far you will forgive brethren. It shows how far you will forgive brethren. Matthew chapter 18. Let's read verse 21. Matthew 18:21.
"Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till 7 times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until 7 times, but until 70 times 7.
Wow. Can you see? He said, "Then came Peter to him and said, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him?" You know, he said, is it 7 times? You know, no. Jesus now answered and said, I sin not until 7 times, you know, but until 70 times 7. Is it possible in a day? 70 times 7 is 490. How can somebody offend you 490 in a day? But it's showing that you must be ready to show forgiveness. And one thing that brings forgiveness from you is love. The reason why in the home today that we don't forgive one another as husband and wife is because there is an erosion of love. When love is diminishing, unforgiveness increases. It will increase. Now, look, when there is no love, we will not see forgiveness. Can you see now? So that's why I'm counseling even husband and wife this morning that, you know, you must forgive one another. Let's see another place in Mark chapter 11. Mark 11:24-26. Mark 11:24-26. Yes.
"Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive. If ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if ye do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses."
Now, it shows that if you don't forgive people, God will not forgive you. Now, can you see how powerful forgiveness is? Can you see now? So he said, even for forgiveness stand against you. The reason why your prayers have not been answered over the years is because of that unforgiveness. You refuse to forgive that man, call your husband. You refuse to forgive that Christian in your church. You refuse to forgive that neighbor living with you. You refuse to forgive that your boss for what he has done for you. Excuse me. You need to pray, Lord, deliver me from the spirit of unforgiveness for your life to move forward. I have seen many people whose destiny, whose life have been tied down by the spirit of unforgiveness. Why? Because they refuse to let you go. Can you see now? So, you must be ready to forgive. Even in Colossians chapter 3, verse 13. Colossians 3, 13.
Forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye.
If somebody have quarrel against you, if there is forgiveness, you must forgive easily. That is the doctrine of the Bible. You know, as a Christian, you don't need to now go and look for a register and start to write down all the people, all those who have offended you. You know, you have a diary of offense. Go and tear it away. Some of it is in your heart. You say, this person offended you. And that is how you did yesterday. That's how you did last year. Is that not so? You are doing it again. It means that he has the register, you know, on his mind. He never lets go. And you are tying your life. Excuse me. Don't allow that thing to kill you. That is one thing that also destroys people's life today. Why? Because they never forgive people. Can you see now? So they mount up tension in their heart. And that will result to medical problem. Can you see now? So why should you die? You know, because you are holding people in your heart. Why should you die? Because, you know, something is tensing you. You don't have peace. You're always thinking. You're always sweating. You will kill yourself. You will kill yourself. You know, what you need is love. And as a Christian, you must have this love. Can you see now? You must. So, to walk in love is to decide to forgive. No matter what anybody whosoever has done against you at any time, no matter what he did, please, you know, you must forgive people. One thing you owe people is love. One aspect of love is forgiveness. Now, also, another way to walk in love is you must decide to hold your tongue. Excuse me, not everything you see. Not everything. So, there is a way you should speak. And when you speak in love. A lot of people, they speak to destroy people. They speak to damage personalities. They speak against what they don't know. They are committing error. And what you are saying is not correct. Excuse me. Bible says, if a man does not offend a word, the same man is a perfect man. How will you continue spreading all unnecessary rumor around about people? You know, you must hold your tongue. You know, you must know what to say. Don't just speak anyhow. Don't speak to damage other people. Don't speak, you know, to bring people down. Do you know one day somebody spoke to another person? I think a man. He used terrible words against his wife. And the woman was crying. I said, so words can make people to cry like this. So words are so powerful to make people to cry. Look at Proverbs chapter 10, verse 19.
In the multitude of words, there wanted not sin, but he that refrained his lips is wise.
See, in the multitude of words, there wanted not sin. That is, if you talk too much, you will make error. So you must not be a talkative. Can you see now? You must not be a talkative. He said, in the multitude of words, there wanted not sin. There will be sin there. He said, but he that restrained his lips is wise. That is why you don't sin. The wisdom will not make you to see everything. A man that say everything is not wise. No. You say everything, you are not wise. You are the one that is too no. You put yourself under destruction. So, you know, there's a need to decide to hold your tongue. I will see you after this time out in Jesus' name.
Are you experiencing any kind of impossibility? Are there yokes or affliction in your life and you seem not to see the way out? Come and meet the God of all possibility tomorrow in our anointing stroke yoke destruction service at Christian Dominion Network Ministries off Abeokuta Ibadan Road, Rock City Avenue, Asheru, Abeokuta, by 8:30 a.m. Come with a bottle of anointing oil and all things shall be possible for you. For further inquiries, call 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. Only Jesus can make the impossible possible for you. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. This morning we are sharing on walking in love, and I am sure that you are getting something from this message, and you must make a decision this morning, you know, to pray as from now, I want to start to walk in love, because love is so vital. You know, when you love, I'm telling you, you know, you will make heaven. You know, it's a, when you love people, you love God, you will surely make heaven. So we have said that there are four ways to walk in love. Number one, that you decide to forgive. Then number two, that you decide to hold your tongue. Then number three, you know, you must decide to believe the best. Believe the best of everything. Believe the best of every situation. Believe the best of your friend. You know, believe the best. It is when you believe like this that love can work in. In Proverbs 18, verse 17. Proverbs 18, verse 17.
He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him.
Can you see now? So you might think that you are better. So the best thing for you is to believe the best of a person. And, you know, don't talk bad of people. You know, there was a time, one man died in the community. And they now called the pastor for the burial ceremony. And they know that man has a very terrible bad man. And they now said, hey, we are going to see what this man will say about this dead man today. Because everybody knows that man that was dead was so terrible, was a terrible man. And when they brought the corpse of that man to the church, the pastor looked at the coffin and he said, hey, look at this man. He even have a good set of white teeth. Can you see? People laughed. Why? Because they are expecting the man to declare, as other people have been declaring, that this man is a terrible man, is a bad man. But the man, that pastor, you know, he will look for something good to say about you. Always look for something good to say about people. Always look for something good to say about situation. That one will help you. You know, that one will not make you to be under condemnation. So, you know, decide to believe the best. And then the last thing I will share for now is that what walk in love is not to get offended. Decide not to get offended. That no matter what this person has done, no matter what this man will do, it won't offend me. Decide. That is why marriages are breaking today. Why? Because, you know, people get offended. Can you see that? And they don't know that they have not married an angel. Excuse me, that man in your house, that woman in your house that is called your spouse, is not she, he or she is not an angel. He or she will offend you, but you are the one that will say, I have forgiven you, even before the offense is committed. Can you see now? Now, look at how they did to Jesus on the cross. You know what he said? He said, Father, forgive them. But you know what? They don't know what they do. That is to say, even though they are crucifying him, even though they are killing him on the cross, you know, he was still praying for them. If it were, what will you say? You will call Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire! You know, Jesus was still praying for his enemy. Can you see love? You know, now, why can't we act for that? And the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, let me give you 8 keys before my time runs out. I don't know how to preach it, but I'm sure this morning you will write things down. 8 keys to walk in divine work again. How can I walk again, you know, in development? One thing is that every born again believer has been given the ability to love like God loves. I think I've said that one before, that, you know, you have been given the ability. There is something in you, you know, that can make you to love as Christ, because you are born of God, you know. So you carry God's DNA. You carry Jesus' DNA. And because of that, there is an ability in you to what? To walk in love. Romans chapter 5, verse 5. You know, there is something in you, you know, that will make you to walk like Jesus walk. Yes.
And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us.
The love of Christ has been shed abroad in our hearts. So when you are born again, something that is in you is love. Number two keys, you know, to also walk in love is to love unconditionally. Just love people without what? Any condition. No condition attached. Either it gives you money or not. Just love people. You know, we have read that place in John 13:35. You know, so you must love unconditionally. Number three thing is that you must care for one another and protect each other. You must care. You must care. Let's see that in Matthew chapter 12, verses 7 and 8. Matthew chapter 12, verses 7 and 8.
But if ye had known what this meaneth, I will have mercy and not sacrifice, ye will not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day.
Now, can you see Jesus caring there? What are we saying there? He declared himself as the Lord of the Sabbath because they are about to destroy his soul. So he was standing against that soul, you know, and he was saying that, look, this soul must not die. So you must show the heart of care. You must care for one another. You must protect one another if truly you love. I've been telling husband and wife that you must protect even your wife from the tongue of neighbor. You know, you must protect him or her. You must not, you know, openly disgrace or shame him or her. So, you know, you must care. There's a need to care one for another. The more you care, the more love you will display. When somebody is sick, you know, show care. You know, when somebody is down, show care. You know, when somebody is depressed, show him or her care. That is love. When somebody just comes to your area, park your area, show love. Ask him, do you need water? Can I give you water? You show love. Do you understand that? So this is what God demands from you. Now, number four is that you must show patience towards one another. You must show patience. You know, Jesus showed patience towards his disciples. Do you understand that? So you must be patient with people. Don't give up on people. You know, you just have first contact with somebody and you made up on your mind. That person is like this. Just one contact. You just met him once and you can write a lot of books. No. You know, have patience for people. You know, keep patient with people. Don't give up quickly on others. Don't. Another thing I will share with you this morning on the keys to walk in love is you must show mercy and kindness and compassion towards one another. You must be merciful. Bible says, blessed are those who are merciful, for they also are reward, they will obtain mercy. Now, if you want to obtain mercy from God, you too show be merciful. All these ones are, you know, when you talk about mercy, kindness, compassion, they are brothers of love. They are attached to love. So show compassion to people. Show compassion to people. You know, show kindness. These are fruit of the Spirit. You know, show kindness to people. Be kind. Be kind. Be kind to people. You know, love people around you. You know, be kind to them. Help them. Give to them. Do you understand that? Another thing that you must humble yourself and serve one another. You must humble yourself to serve. You know, if you don't humble yourself, you can't serve people. Only humble people can serve. Can you see Jesus Christ in the book of John? He washed his disciples' feet. You do understand that? Now, can we do that today? You know, Jesus Christ was showing, you know, humility through service. You know, many people today, even in church, they are becoming so big. You know, all we have today is supervisors in church. We don't have disciples again. We don't have people, we don't have laborers. I think that's the right word. We don't have laborers again. Laborers are missing today. Now we have supervisors. Supervisors are controllers. You know, they can't labor, they can't work, they can't do many a job again in church. Oh my God, this should not be you. No, be humble. Until you are humble, you cannot serve. Until you are humble, you cannot love. If our Bible says God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The next thing, let's see Galatians chapter 6, verses 2 to 3. Galatians 6, 2 to 3, yes.
Bear ye one another's body, and so fulfill the love of Christ. For if a man thinketh himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Yes. So, what's meaning that? Let us pray for one another. You know, instead of, when you see that the spirit of hatred is coming to you, or somebody, start to pray for that person. When you feel somebody offended you, and is far from you or not very close to you, and you are feeling someone, start to pray for the person. Start to intercede for that person. I'm telling you that as you intercede for that person, the love of Christ in you will arise for that person, and he will love you so well. Thank you for your listening prayer this morning. And I want to thank God because, you know, of all that this word of God is doing in your life. Please, you are free to communicate to me. And then also you can come to church tomorrow. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on
is 080-33-855-927. Is 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me, in Jesus' name, amen.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tenda Bible School, the man for our free tracts and magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The man for our books on various topics. Join us in our family life and leadership conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladosomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.